This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The International Criminal Court says it has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin for war crimes because of his alleged involvement in abductions of children from Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The court says in a statement that Putin is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of population, that's children, and that of unlawful transfer of population, children, from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. On Thursday, a UN-backed inquiry cited Russian attacks against civilians in Ukraine, including systematic torture and killing in occupied regions, among potential issues that amount to war crimes and possibly crimes against humanity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Kremlin said Friday that the International Criminal Court's decision to issue that arrest warrant was legally void, since Moscow does not recognize the Hague-based court jurisdiction. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, Russia, just like a number of different countries, does not recognize the jurisdiction of this court, and so, from a legal point of view, the decisions of this court are void. Russia is not a member of the ICC. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department said there is no doubt that Russia is committing war crimes and atrocities in Ukraine, and we have been clear that those responsible must be held accountable. That came from a spokesperson for the State Department in an emailed statement, and that spokesperson added that the U.S. supports accountability for perpetrators of war crimes. French President Emmanuel Macron's government on Friday faced no-confidence motions in Parliament and intensified protests after imposing a contentious pension reform without a vote in the lower house. The situation presents Macron with one of his biggest challenges less than 1 year into his second and final term. VOA News. Law enforcement officials in New York are getting ready for the possibility of Donald Trump appearing in a Manhattan court in coming weeks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
A grand jury is examining hush money paid to women who alleged sexual encounters with the former president. Four law enforcement officials tell the AP authorities are making preliminary security preparations in case Trump is indicted and shows up in court. There's been no public announcement of any time frame for the grand jury's secret work. It's been hearing from witnesses, including former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, who says he orchestrated payments to the women.
He needs to be held accountable for his dirty deeds.
Trump denies any wrongdoing and says the investigation's a bid by a Democratic prosecutor to sabotage his presidential run. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization on Friday expressed confidence it will be able to declare an end to the pandemic stage of the COVID-19 global health emergency sometime this year. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Last week marked 3 years since the UN Health Agency first described the COVID-19 situation as a pandemic, though WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insists countries should have been jolted into action several weeks before that formal declaration. At a news conference Friday at agency headquarters in Geneva, WHO Emergencies Program Chief Michael Ryan said the time is very near where the threat posed by the virus that causes COVID-19 is no longer an emergency.
We're coming to that point where we can look at COVID-19 in the same way we look at seasonal influenza, a threat to health, a virus that will continue to kill, but a virus that is not disrupting our society or disrupting our hospital systems. And I believe that will come this year.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
New Mexico legislators raced against the clock Friday to advance hard-fought proposals to safeguard abortion access, deliver tax relief, and limit access to guns in the final hours of a 60-day legislative session. Republicans in the legislative minority raised a series of objections during a House floor debate to a bill that aims to protect abortion providers and patients from out-of-state interference, prosecution, or extradition attempts. In a victory for abortion rights advocates in New Mexico and states where the procedure is banned, the House secured a final passage of that bill in a 38-30 vote, with Republicans and some Democrats in opposition. The state government is expected to sign it. One of the top priorities for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security this year is to add more companies to a sanctions list for using forced labor in China's Xinjiang region. That's according to a senior Department of Homeland Security official on Friday. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.